Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where I help you grow from a worldly life to now a godly life. This is your how-to book. This is your guidebook. This is your talk show book. Whatever you want to call it, I'm here. We're learning together. We're just going to better our spiritual walk with God together. Okay. So, it's been a crazy few weeks. A lot has happened. It's been very eventful. And it kind of just put this in my heart, like whenever I prayed, was content. That was a word that just kept playing in my head. Like I literally saw the word content every time I closed my eyes, but content. Being content with your walk with God. Being content with the life you have. Being content at with your season of life. I'm just gonna go ahead and get started with two verses, both in the book of Proverbs. So we're gonna read Proverbs. Sorry, I had to make sure I was reading the right one. Proverbs 13:25. The righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Moving on to the next verse, which is Proverbs 14:30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Meaning, if we are content where we're at right now, then we are at peace. If we're gonna envy everything else or we're gonna be jealous of everything else, then we're not gonna be at peace and we're gonna kind of create the spiral inside of ourselves. Which is fine because we are all human. We are not perfect. I mean, we have flesh. Going back to the pyramid of satisfaction from a previous episode I talked about a pyramid of satisfaction. So if you haven't listened to that episode, just a quick rundown. A pyramid of satisfaction is you start on the bottom. That's where everyone starts. And then you see someone on the top, so you're wanting to be there, so you're not happy at that bottom spot anymore because you see something's higher, so you're wanting to move up. So you move up to that next place, and then so forth. You're not happy where you're wanting to move up. You're not happy because you're wanting to continuously go up and up and up and up. But now, there's only two versions of a pyramid of satisfaction. There's a good version and there's a bad version. A bad version is where you're wanting the desires of your flesh and of what yourself is. The second pyramid of satisfaction, which is the good one, is the desire to want and to be satisfied by fulfilling actions for the kingdom of God, like such as accepting your calling and wanting to move up with your spiritual walk with God, rather than being jealous of someone having more money than you and you wanting to be more rich on that. So, that's just kind of like a brief rundown of what a pyramid of satisfaction is. So with be that explains it all, like not all of it, but being content. We are to be content and not wanting to run into that pyramid of satisfaction where we're wanting more and more and more and being impatiently or jealous of others. Everyone grows on their own pace. It's not a race or a competition when it comes to serving God. Everyone has their own pace. Everyone learns differently. Everyone has gone through different parts in their life that has led them to God. So trusting the church and trusting God may be easier than some cases where other people went through a different part in their life and they're a little bit more hesitant with trusting what the church and what God is doing for them. So everybody runs in their own place. There's no competition, there's no race, there's no, like, I don't know, like, there's no comparison from your relationship with God to someone else's relationship with God. Everyone runs on their own pace, everyone runs with their own conviction, everyone do things on their own pace. Everyone does things with, I'm trying to put this in, like, What is the right word? My mind blanked. Everyone. So, okay. I'm not even gonna think about this word anymore because now my mind just blanked on that word. Okay. But everyone does things differently and everyone learns differently. Some can be visual learners and some can be verbal learners. Someone can be hands-on learners. It just depends on who you are and what you're doing with God. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. It doesn't matter how far you think someone is with God. It's only about you and what you know your relationship is with God. Because the only two people that actually know the truth, because you can fake it out there. But the only people that can know is who you are right in the behind closed doors in your room, in your sanctuary, pretty much. So this is why we are to be content with our relationship with God. Even though it might be a little bit rocky at first, or it may seem rocky right now, and you are looking at others and you're like, well, their relationship looks better. They look like they have it together. They look like, they read their Bible every day. Well, they could be faking it too. Nobody is going to show their true colors just because everyone thinks they have to put on this display of a person for themselves to make sure everyone else is satisfied with who they are. Which is not typically the best thing, just because everyone kind of sees that as envy, or like, oh wow, she's doing so much better than me, or oh yeah, he's a lot cooler than, like, it's not the best method to do, but it's what people do. We are all humans, so we're wanting to show our best selves and not show our worst, which is where comparison is not always accurate. So with being content with ourselves, being secure with our relationship with God, that removes insecurities, that removes self-doubt, that removes a whole bunch of other things, just because you know where you are with God and you know that He has His time and He has His plan for you. Rather, if it means you're not consistent with communicating with Him or being consistent with reading the Bible, but He has a plan for you and He has a next step for you. You are just to be content where you're at and to pursue more of God rather than pursuing the approval of others. Going on to Matthew 6:33. I really do like this verse just because I feel like it kind of like, going back to being content with your own pace and your own walk with God. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. So, each day has its troubles of its own. Being content and seeking first the righteousness, the kingdom first, because if you do that first, he will give you everything that you need, because he knows what you need. He knew us before we were even in the womb, so he knows what we need. It's just a matter of, ooh, sorry, I'm yawning. It's just a matter of, do you know that he knows what you need? Like, do you trust him to give you what you need? Do you trust him to provide you with everything? Do you trust him, and are you content with where you're at right now to allow God to let his plan set out? Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys some few words to just kind of keep in your head. If you want, if you're writing down notes, you guys can put this down. But trust, content, and security. Those are three words, three important words for our walk with God. We are to trust God, we are to be content where we're at. And we're supposed to have security in ourselves, in our relationships with God, and away from others. We are, I don't even know how to, like, okay. You guys seen Mean Girls, or if you haven't, then just look it up. But In the movie Mean Girls, there's this little triage, and they're so rude to like other people, and they just want to be popular. They want to be the best, even though they're not necessarily perfect because they show us what they are at home. But everyone else doesn't know that. But we know that because we see that. We see who they actually are at home, and then everyone at school, they don't see who they are. They just see, oh, these are the popular pretty girls, and they're rude to everybody else. But then, because we're the audience, we're watching who they actually are. Kind of like how God is seeing who we actually are. He sees behind the scenes, he sees in the scenes, he sees everything, he knows everything, he's planned everything actually. So he knows where you're at with your relationship, and he knows who you actually are. So he knows what it is behind closed doors. But everyone else doesn't. So comparing yourself to others is not really the best thing for yourself, just because if we are not content where we're at with our relationship with God, then we are not going to improve our relationship with God, and we're not going to go further with our relationship with God, because we're going to be too scared to even move forward, because we believe that this facade that's being displayed out there is what's actually true, and we believe that it's what they're better than us, or they're closer to God with us, and I can't be that way, or I'm never, ever, ever gonna be this perfect Christian. But guess what? There's no such thing as a perfect Christian, because we are all human, and there is not a single perfect human being on this earth. I don't know how many times I gotta say this. Like, nobody's perfect. Okay, moving on. So, Psalms 131, 2. But I have calmed and quiet myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. So we are compared to a newborn baby, because that is exactly what we are. We are reborn in Christ. When we get baptized, when we are washed away with the remission of our sins in Jesus' name, we are reborn in Christ. We are newborn. We're babies. We're just learning how to walk with God. But he's there every step of the way. He's there cheering us on. He's there catching us, just like a mother is catching us whenever we're learning how to walk. He's there to feed us every single time we're hungry with the Holy Ghost. And he's there just feeding us. He is our provider. He is our protector. He is our parent. And we are just the newborn child that is learning how to speak, learning how to walk, learning how to understand things. We're new Christians. We are learning like a newborn baby. There are no expectations when it comes to a baby learning how to walk. And there's no expectations when it comes to a baby learning how to talk or hit certain milestones, because they're just learning. So they cannot, there's no expectations for them to speak full sentence, and there's not an expectation for them to immediately run. Even though there's other babies that may have developed quicker than they have. Same thing with us. There's no expectations to go off and preach in a pulpit. And there's no expectation to start a podcast and go out and preach the word of God. And there's no expectations to have a really good voice and sing and lead the worship team. There's no expectations to do that. As a matter of fact, there are other things to do as well, like, if your calling is to go clean the church, go for it. The backstage workers are the most important workers, because without them, the church cannot function. Such as the media team, the teachers. Oh my gosh, the teachers do not get enough credit. Because let me tell you, those Sunday school kids are something else. So it's just a matter of where you are with your relationship with God, who you think you are, and who you're displaying yourself to be. Whether you want to be who God wants you to be, and you want to see yourself the way God sees you, and you want to be content with where you are right now, because you know you're not perfect and you know you're flawed, but you know God has a plan for you, so you're going to stay content with that, and I'm going to go on with wherever calling I am at. Or am I going to pretend I'm someone else, act like I'm someone else, and then be jealous of others because they look like they have it together better than I do? It's one or the other. I pick being content with where I'm at, because, I mean, come on. our lives, like what could we do about it, honestly, rather than just live our life right now. Going back to what Matthew said, worry about today because today has enough troubles of its own. Like, we're not gonna worry about everyone else. Like, I mean, everyone's so worried about themselves, then they really don't pay attention to where you're at right now, anyways. Nobody's relationship with God is, quote unquote, the right way or the better way than yours. We all have our own relationship with God, and we all have our own pace with God, meaning we are to be content where we are right now. What does content mean? Content means state of peaceful happiness or a state of satisfaction. Going back to the three words that I've mentioned, which is content, and it content, like we have to be calm. We have to just be happy where we're at right now, because if not, then I mean, honestly, you're gonna just live your life looking in the mirror and you're like, why can't I be better? And honestly, that's not the best way to live, just because that will bring up more insecurities. That's gonna be more of a spiraled living life rather than being content and secured with your relationship with God. And of course, I mean, like, again, everyone learns things differently. So your relationship with God is your relationship with God. Your relationship, not someone else's relationship. It's your relationship with God. There is nobody and no one there to judge you, and they shouldn't, because it's your relationship with God. You know what your testimony is. He knows what your testimony is. He's seen you from the beginning, and he already knows your end. So, if he knows and you know that you're wanting to work on the relationship with him, then that's the right way to work on your relationship with God. Rather than pretending you have a relationship with God and not even talking to him. That's the only wrong way to have a relationship with God, is by pretending it and not even attempting to try to build one with him. So there's no right or wrong way with how your relationship is. Everyone, again, going back, we are a newborn. We're babies, pretty much. We're just learning how to walk, so we're not going to know everything. We're still learning everything, and everyone learns things differently. So it doesn't matter who this person is or what they're doing with their relationship with God or how they're reacting or perceiving their relationship, but how are you doing it? Going back to being content with where you are right now. And just understanding that it's your relationship with God. And yes, you may feel like it's slow at times, but if you continue to just compare yourself to others and not be happy where you are right now, then you're not going to be able to move forward. Because again, right now, I am not where I think I should be, but I know God has a plan with me. So in the meantime, today, because today has enough troubles on it, let me see what I can do to build my relationship with God. Even if it means just do some type of act of service or something. Like, what are you going to do right now to pursue that relationship with God and prove that you're content with the relationship you have now? Because being content does not mean sitting around waiting for him to just move you on to the next step, but it means to be satisfied and have some type of peace in the meantime, until God makes that change, not until you don't want to be changed. Okay, I'm just going to end it with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're going to start off with 16 actually, and then end at 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So God has a plan for you. So just be happy, be content, be grateful for where you are right now, because if you look at right now, you're not where you were before. So just continuously pray, because the more you pray, the more relationship you build. It's like having a like another relationship. Like, it's not a relationship unless you're continuously talking to that person. You text them 24/7, day and night. You might even ruin your sleep schedule texting them. So ruin your sleep schedule talking to Jesus. Can I get an amen? But yeah, just give thanks to him in all the circumstances that you're on. Even if you're having a pretty bad day, be like, you know what, God, I thank you, even though I had a bad day, but I am still here breathing and I'm still here having the opportunity to talk to you freely. We just have to be grateful for something, and just a little bit of gratitude could actually lift up your day, and it is psychologically proven on that. And I've taken many, 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 many psychology classes, so I know. But yeah, just know that in whatever the circumstance is, God has a will for you, and just give him thanks. Just continuously pray for him, pray with him, and have that relationship with God, because again, it's your pace, it's your movement, it's your relationship with God. Y-O-U-R, your relationship with God, nobody else's. It's not your sister's, it's not your dad's, it's not your pastor's, it's not the worship leader, it's nobody's relationship but yours. No one can judge your relationship, no one can interfere your relationship, because it's just you and Jesus. That's it. So I know I kind of been talking all over the place, and I'm sorry if my voice isn't going in and out. I think I might be getting sick, I don't know, but I've been sneezing a lot and my throat has been, as you can hear, a little froggy, but whatever. I hope you guys understood this. It's kind of hard to like talk about these topics, but yeah. So I hope you guys have a great day, great night, great evening, whenever you guys are listening to this. Just enjoy your life and be content where you are right now, because God has a plan for you and God will move you to the next step whenever you are ready. And again, it's just your relationship, okay? It's just a relationship with God. It's that easy. It's your way, nobody else's. So just keep that in your head. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, evening, night, whatever. So, okay. Bye.